Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the f***?
Hello.
Hello.
I know I can do a gull's voice really, really well. Listen.
I'm listening.
I didn't mean you. Never mind. Anyway. All right, so this is me back talking again with my partner, Dervla.
Dervla Wervly.
Why is it only in the gay community that people call each other, like, partners? They don't really say boyfriend. So it's like, that's my life partner.
Yeah, I don't know. Never thought about that before.
I feel like I want to refer to you as my life partner rather than my girlfriend. My girlfriend. But not, because she's my life partner.
Girl lover.
Lovers usually referred to as a mistress, isn't it?
I don't know.
She's my lover. Anyway. So yeah, this is my girlfriend, and we were going to... Did I mention your name? I don't know if I did.
I don't know.
Guess. I'm not getting any response. Her name's Dervla. She's from Ireland. Anyway, I don't know if people really care about that.
Alright.
But yeah, I guess today I feel is a good opportunity to talk about relationships. I would say we have a fairly successful relationship, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds very strong.
Well, it is strong.
Yeah, it is.
We do have a strong relationship.
We do.
We're blessed.
Right. And why do you think that is? Why do you think we meld so well together?
Because we're very open people, and I think our personalities work well with one another.
Complement each other. Like cheese and wine.
Cheese and wine, or
cake and soda.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Have you ever eaten peanut butter and jelly?
I have.
Have you actually? I've never tried it.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an American thing.
You've never tried it?
I've never tried it, no.
Actually quite good.
Peanut butter is too good to be corrupted by jelly.
No, it's good.
I don't like jelly.
Because it's got that like consistency of the peanut butter, but also like some sugar.
Some sugar. Nice, awesome. Well, I'd agree with you. I'd say one of the biggest things that help our relationship really progress and stay strong is the fact that we're very open with each other.
Yeah.
The fact that we prefer to, like, share everything that's going on, because, to be honest with you, I feel like anytime if something feels like it's being hidden or something isn't exposed within the relationship, I feel tension within myself, and then that affects not only me, but you as well, and probably other people around me, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, any tension is something that needs to be explored, and if you can trust your partner enough to explore that, then you can really help your development personally.
Definitely.
Hmm.
Help one another.
For sure. Yeah, they're to guide one another, not like be an accessory to each other, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think a lot of people tend to work in that way. Like, they kind of just want a relationship just to have a relationship.
Yeah, for the sake of it, but not actually appreciate one another or help one another. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing we always talk about, like, the idea of it is always better than the thing itself. Like,
yeah.
People always get lost in that. But I think it comes down to, what was it, was it the 60s or the 70s or 50s even, when you'd have that classic, like, picture of, like, what a family would be like, and, like, the woman, like, looking after the household and everything, and, like, you'd have that perfect family, and, like, that was really ingrained into what it meant to be alive, like.
Yeah.
But I think that is still hanging on to a lot of, that ideal is still hanging on in society a lot. So people feel like that's how you be happy, is like by having like a family and kids and things like that.
Well, I think that it's definitely changing. Like, this generation is becoming a lot more aware that it's not that.
Definitely.
Especially with, like, you know, gay marriage being accepted now, and, you know, like, divorce has become a huge thing. So I think the whole family aspect is changing, you know. And with that, like, people's perspective is changing. So I don't think it's really that typical.
Not anymore, yeah. It's definitely fading away into something very different. Yeah, and I think a big thing, well, because people are starting to let this go now, I think relationships, well, at least what I see, relationships with people tend to be a bit more organic. Or at least that's how it feels with us. Like, when we met, like, a relationship was the last thing I was looking for. Like, it had always crossed my mind, but I felt like as soon as I let go of wanting a relationship or striving for it and just decided to work on myself, like, I expressed myself truly and honestly, and then you kind of saw that and just found me through it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I feel, yeah, I feel pretty good right now. I feel all right. A bit hot. It's hot, right?
It is very hot.
Because you're so sexy. Wow, 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 wow.
You know, I hate that word.
Sexy, yeah. Yeah, do you want to talk about that? Or, I mean, you don't have to, but...
I mean, what do you want me to talk about?
The idea of sexy. Just in general, yeah.
I guess it's just an attachment onto the word that I've created with that.
I mean, yeah, the way it's kind of used is almost like a seductive tool to kind of reel people in. Yeah,
that's probably the why I don't like it. Yeah. Plus the sound of the word sexy. I don't actually
Sexy.
I don't like the sound of that word. It's not like a fluid word, like
enchanted. I think it's very fluid. Sexy. Like it's
no, cuz the like X. Snake.
Sex.
No, it like the look off. Of it as well.
The look of it.
There's just a lot to the word that I don't particularly like.
Okay, that's interesting. Fair enough. Cool. Is there anything else you would say is important to a successful relationship? Some of the works? Honesty, definitely one.
I was just about to say that, yeah. To definitely be honest on how you feel. Because how you feel is important.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Even if the other person feels that it's not, it is to you.
Yeah.
So to express that. And to allow the other person to express how they feel as well.
Definitely, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I feel, yeah, I think people are kind of striving for authenticity and honesty in this world. And it just, it needs to be expressed. Like, I don't think, well, I think we're coming into a point in time where people are realizing that it's okay to be honest about how you feel. And how you feel doesn't necessarily mean that you need to attack someone else or it's going to affect someone else negative. It just means, like, that's what you need.
Yeah.
You know? And you've got to stay true to yourself. Yeah. No matter if you may think the other person will take it negatively, which most of the time I don't think they do. I think that's the idea you create in your head.
Definitely. Like, you don't know what way the other person is going to take it.
For sure. Like, we've shared a lot of, like, hard stuff to deal with one another. And, like, although the other person may not understand, or you may not understand the other person entirely, like, I think that's where another one comes in, is patience.
Yeah.
And acceptance of the other person.
Yeah.
Because I think it's very easy to criticize someone else.
Because you haven't been in their shoes, so you don't understand.
For sure.
Their experience.
Yeah, yeah, you can't quite see what they're talking about because you have, like, your own perspective of it, you know.
I kind of smell varnish.
I thought it was paint or something, yeah. You smell your armpit to check if there's varnish. What? What?
That's coming from. Yeah, definitely though. Plus, you know, if you don't express how you feel and you hold that all in, then you can't be the best version of yourself, and that is like a domino effect on your relationship then.
Definitely. Because I think everything comes out whether you talk about it, whether you express it, whether you just go about your day. Like, it comes out in one way or another, no matter what you're doing. Like, it's there and it's shown. It either becomes something you both are aware of, or it becomes an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
That neither of you want to talk about, but you notice something isn't quite right.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. And one thing I really actually love about being in a relationship is that you can really see yourself in the other person. Everything that you're dealing with, it can't not be shared in a way.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, so much is revealed to you about yourself.
Yeah.
And that's something I find so interesting. Like, I find the way that we deal with our relationship, like we said from the beginning, actually, is like, if there's something that you're doing that annoys me, that shows me that there's something going on in me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm angry at you, like, because you're doing something that's making me angry, that's not... It's my anger. Yeah. I've created that anger, so... By putting it on you is me projecting, and it's causing harm. So I need to take it back, sit with myself, realize what I'm dealing with, go over it, and then share it with you so I can just be honest and still stay true while not creating damage or inflicting or projecting onto you.
Yeah.
Which I think works really well. I really enjoy that. I think it's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I learn a lot of stuff I wouldn't have been able to if it wasn't for being with you. You okay? You want to sing a song?
Okay. Dylan left his clothes on the sofa. Dylan left his clothes on the sofa. On the beanbag on the chair. On the table in my hair. Dylan's clothes are everywhere.
It's a great song, actually. That was really good.
Story of my life.
Well, you know what? Your clothes are always hung up, all the time.
Exactly.
They're always hung up. That's just so clean. Why? Maybe what happens if one day I fall over and there's nothing on the floor to break my fall and I crack my head open? If my clothes are on the floor, look what I could have been saved.
Help me!
Okay, so that's one thing. Catering to your other, to your partner. Like, when do you... Yeah, adjusting. Like, you don't want to lose who you are in changing and stuff like that. Because I think that's a big thing about changing within relationships. People are scared that they don't want to change because that's, like, who they are and whatnot. Yeah. But I think it's not... You got to look at it in a way of... You're not losing yourself, you're developing yourself. You're gaining something, you know? Like, I've definitely changed so much being in this relationship. Like,
for sure.
I'm so much calmer now. I'm more mindful of what I'm doing. I'm more considerate. I'm helping out as much as I can. Like, I'm just more in control of myself.
Yeah.
But, obviously there's still things to go. You know what I find, though? I feel like there's nothing not complain, but there's nothing that... I'm really worried about you doing.
It's because I'm clean.
Yeah. Were you always clean? Were you always like that?
No. My room used to be a mess whenever I was younger. But now it's like, if the room is messy, I feel unsettled. You know what I mean?
I think that's a good thing.
That's a really good thing, I think.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, if I was on my own, though, I wouldn't get it to such a state, but...
It's because I'm here to clean it for you.
Yeah, well, this is the thing as well, is that you're quite impatient at times. Like, I don't mind. I can wait. I'm not in a rush to get things sorted right now, which I think is... It takes a lot of pressure off of me, but at the same time, I mean... I know what you mean. Like, things are done slowly. And
but why not just do it and then it's done?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
I guess. But there's no, like, rush.
I'm not rushing, I'm just doing it.
You do sometimes. I see, that's where, like, the two balance. Like, I'm too relaxed and you're too... Go! Quick! Now!
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, spending time with each other, we kind of learn to meet each other in the middle, yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Sometimes there is the odd argument. Well, not argument, but like...
It never gets out of control, though. I think we do well in keeping it, you know, below a 5, yeah. As the therapist said. Like... yeah, we go to therapy. No, yeah, we've been going to these classes, and they're kind of mentioning, like, seeing your emotions on a scale from 0 to 10, and, like, never... Always trying to keep it under 5, so that... Because if you start getting into the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that's when it becomes unconscious and a bit out of control. And when you get into that space, then you can't deal with the what you're dealing with logically or truthfully. You're just doing it out of an unconscious emotional state. So I always think that we've always done really well to keep it low.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
If something does get a bit, like, we can't quite see each other, what's going on, like, I find, yeah, it's taking a break and letting yourself settle and hashing it over once again just to kind of rethink my side and your side and see how we got there, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, reevaluation, always good.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, I don't know, I think we do well.
Yeah, high five.
Well, bam! Good job, good job.
What's your song?
I can't say I know, but I do know I want to go and swim, cause it's a hot inside the house. Dun, dun, dun.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So, I don't know, I'm trying to lead in something. We're creative types. We make stuff. Delva's actually got me into drawing because she's a great drawer and painter and image creator herself. Very talented, but not talented. Passionate and persistent, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Good.
As are you.
Why, thank you. Appreciate it. I like to express. I'm obsessed to progress in my expression.
Warm.
I feel like that just happened suddenly. It's just like you got a sudden wave of, oh, now I'm hot.
I've been sweating, but I'm very warm, like.
Okay.
Like.
Honestly, I feel like if I watch this over again, the amount of likes I'll hear is ridiculous. That's something we got to get over. I don't know, is there anything else you want to talk about? Is maybe something important to mention?
Not that I can think of right now.
Dealing with people? I find it interesting, like, we're very similar in many ways, but we have pretty extreme opposites. Well, at least that I see. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, at least in terms of, like, I see the way I... Are you okay?
Ow. Oh, I hit my funny bone.
I feel like you're a bit clumsy. So, yeah, like, I see myself as more introverted than extroverted, and you see yourself as... Well, I see you as very extroverted. Like, you love being around people. I love being on my own.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, you have calmed down. Do you like being on your own?
I do like being by myself.
It's good to be by yourself.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. It's addictive. Jim Carrey wrote about that. He said it's dangerous to be in isolation because it gets very addictive.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I enjoy being by myself because it gives me the opportunity to read or to draw, whereas if I'm around people, I can't read. Like, actually, I had this situation a few weeks ago, and it was on my lunch, and I went to get some food, and I was reading my book, and this guy that he... Sometimes he's in the same place, so we would have talked a few times just over lunch. And he sat down beside me, and I was just like, no, I just want to read my book. Just go away, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, I don't like that when I'm in my space and I just want to chill. And then people are like, just want to communicate.
I feel like, I don't know if it's just me, I know I definitely feel this, even though I don't trust it. It's just a weird feeling that people almost tend to feel obligated to fill up silence.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Like, we can't, a lot of us just aren't comfortable in silence. Like, we think something's going, like, I love being in silence. But when someone's there next to me, like, other than you, because I'm comfortable being in silence with you, but I feel like that person wants to talk, and I don't know, but I feel like they're feeling awkward.
Yeah.
Because it's silent, so I feel like it makes me feel awkward because I feel like they may feel awkward, even though I have no idea. It's ridiculous for me to think so. Yeah. But it's like, I feel like I should, and I think, I feel like they think they should, so.
Yeah.
But there's no need, like, just to be able to, like, to see someone walk by, them come up to you, and just, like, nod at them, not have to say a word, and feel totally okay with that, you know?
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, I think that's a direction I'm going to, because, like, I don't, I keep asking people stupid things that are pointless, like.
Yeah, they don't care.
What are you doing with your day? How has your day been? Like, I don't care, and to be honest, I don't even want to be focusing on the future anyway, but I bring it up because I don't know what else to talk about.
What else to say?
No, yeah, because there's only ever the now. I'm like, I don't want to know what you're going to be doing 5 hours from now. Like, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. But I don't really know what else to talk about, but I feel like I should.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm
But then it's like a conversation starter, though, at the same time.
Like, but I don't necessarily want to talk half the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but only about something that is engaging and something that's beneficial to both of us.
Yeah, know? But sometimes that conversation that you don't really like, oh, what are you doing? Then they could say, oh, I'm going to this talk about psychology and philosophy.
Yeah,
and then an amazing conversation comes out of that. Yeah. Whereas if you had just avoided that person completely because you didn't want to ask them that stupid question, then you wouldn't have had that really interesting conversation with somebody.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Wanting to... Yeah, I think this is where I'm very interested in, like, learning how to, like, construct a conversation where you can just create the joy.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's a bit problematic. Like, I want to try and jump straight into the thing, like...
Yeah.
When I ask someone, how are you feeling, I don't want a good, I'm like, well, let's both stop for a sec, let's look at how we're feeling, and let's share that.
Yeah.
What's going on, like, that's what I want to know about. I don't want to play, like, the social game, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like this game, it's just not enjoyable for me, like, I want to learn, in that sense. But I guess not everyone's quite like that, or at least... Maybe I'm still learning to be better at that. Like, I'm still...
growing.
Yeah.
Learning.
Because I think emotions come and dive in, and when an emotion dives in and you latch onto that, it can kind of take control of it.
Yeah.
If I was to remain in a calm space, which I sometimes do, then things are a lot easier to handle.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah. People are weird.
Weird.
They're so weird. They come up to me and they're like, hey, and I'm like... You're weird. And I'm like, you're weird for saying I'm weird. I'm just reflecting you.
Your weirdness onto my weirdness, and we're all weird.
Mm. This is an interesting one. I just want to share it, because you say it, like, any time, like, that I say you're beautiful, or you say that I'm super dope and amazing and the coolest guy ever in the world, we always reply with, well, I'm just a reflection of you.
Yeah.
Because, like, what you see, you can only see... what you see, you can only see in people what you see of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you love yourself to extremes, you can love someone else the same way. If you absolutely hate yourself, you can not really ever love someone.
No.
But you are that person, so if you kind of like that person, you gotta like yourself, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cool. Do you like yourself?
Like yourself. Love yourself.
Oh no, I'm asking, do you like yourself?
Yeah, love myself.
You lob yourself.
I lob myself.
You, what, out the window? Like lob? Throw 'em?
Lob.
Yeah.
That's not a word.
Have you not used it? I think it's very British. Lob it. Like chuck.
I made that up.
Lob. No, I'm sure it is. Lob. I think it's also a tennis maneuver. Like lob, like overhead.
Oh my god, you're talking so much crap right now.
This is exactly like the lemmings thing all over again. I swear.
I had so many other situations.
No, you don't understand, babe. I know things. Which is nothing. Oh, crap. Okay. You've got it now as well.
No.
You have. You've got my laugh. My dad's laugh.
Nope.
Yeah, you do. You seem unenthused. Why are you jumping on your phone? Why are you on WhatsApp?
I messaged in Hannah back.
Why? What does she want?
Going to give Swim a miss.
Following through with your plans? Matter or not so much?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just taking the example there of what we got. Following through with the plans that you make, I feel that sometimes I make plans and I feel bad about not following through, but at the same time...
I used to, but I don't care anymore.
Yeah?
If I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, fair. But I feel like I don't want to do it too much, because otherwise it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
And then I'm not following through with anything, even my own goals, you know?
Yeah.
I'm literally just throwing out whatever thing I can scrape off the floor to talk about.
I think we should go for a swim now.
For a swim!
I'm so warm.
I want to go swimming! What accents can you do?
Right, mate.
Right, mate. I can do Scottish. I was practicing on the way home. I did the whole story all on my own about how I got my bollocks caught in the zipper when I went to pee.
That's disgusting.
Why is it that? That's a problem with males. That's what we have to deal with. It's not disgusting. It's a reality. Face it. Should start a charity for guys who get their balls caught in their zippers.
Stop! No, go for a swim.
All right. Well, thank you, Dervla, for your assistance. We loved having you on the show.
Thank you.
Do you want to come back next week?
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Do I want to come back next week?
Yeah, we'll talk about more things, but we'll plan. Like, have like a list of like what we're going to talk about. Because this was completely improvised. I don't know why I shouted that. Don't just look at me like...
Okay, bye!
Bye! Bye. See ya, thanks for offering. See you next week on this show. Yay. Clap.
That was a half an hour.
Yeah.